God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness hath shined in our hearts. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today we celebrate Saint Athanasius. The Holy Church of God had barely got over the cruel persecution by pagans when she had to go through persecution from her own ranks by false Christians who refused to recognize their resurrected Lord as God. And to combat this horrible persecution, God raised Saint Athanasius, the champion of right doctrine. But not less than his great wisdom was his great patience and clemency towards his persecutors. Saint Athanasius was truly a light shining in darkness, not only in defending the true doctrine against error and heresy, but also showing how a true follower of Christ never answers evil with evil, but always returns even vile lies and persecution with clemency and love. Another great bishop, Saint Gregory Nazianzen, wrote about Saint Athanasius. He was most humble and lowly in mind, as his virtue was most sublime and inimitable. He was most courteous to all, and everyone had easy access to him. He was meek, gentle, compassionate, amiable in his discourse, but much more so in his life, mild in his reproofs and instructive in his commendations. His reproof spoke the kindness of a father, and his commendation the authority of a master. So Saint Athanasius not only preached boldly the doctrine of Jesus, but during the course of his life always imitated Christ in his actions. Because he was such a learned man, we rightly celebrate him as one of the greatest theologians of all time. However, he made the sacred studies of religion and virtue the model for all his life and all his actions. And because he was such a good man, he had to face persecution. In his hometown, Alexandria, the bishop once ordained a priest named Arius and entrusted to him one of the parishes of the city. That was the start of a schism, and when Saint Athanasius became the bishop of the city, he faced a group of false teachers who were willing to do every dirty trick in the book to get him removed. The supporters of Arius then started fierce calumnies against the bishop in order to get him removed from his see. They managed to gain the emperor on their side, and the emperor told Saint Athanasius to make peace with Arius. But our saint answered the emperor that the Catholic Church could hold no communion with false teaching that so boldly attacked the divinity of Jesus Christ. His accusers finally called together the council to get him removed and made accusation that Saint Athanasius had one of their bishops named Arsenius murdered. And for evidence, they presented to court a real dried human hand, supposed to be the hand of Arsenius, which, as they alleged, our saint had ordered to be cut off to be employed in black magic. But St. Athanasius first procured certificates from many persons that Arsenius was still living, in fact. And he then managed, through the help of his friends, Arsenius to come privately to this court. The saint then asked if any of the bishops present knew Arsenius. Several answered that they did. And St. Athanasius then made Arsenius appear before the whole assembly with both his hands intact. And in this way was the wicked purpose of his adversaries defeated. Eventually our holy bishop had to flee the persecution into the deserts of Egypt, and an intruder was sent to the See of Alexandria. But when the emperor died, the bishop was allowed to come back, and as divine retribution, the Arian usurper of the See of Alexandria was killed by the pagans for the sake of his cruelty in administering the city. St. Athanasius, now restored to his see, might have been treated his fallen enemies with same kind of severity. But our saint was a true example in humility, modesty, and charity. His invincible clemency towards his enemies, who were the most despicable and basest of men, was truly divine. It was the heroic fortitude, patience, and zeal by which St. Athanasius triumphed over the persecutions of almost the whole world united against him. In his life, he had to stand up to most vile schemes of calumny, and often open force to destroy him. But not only his defense of the true doctrine, but also all his other eminent virtues have rendered the name of St. Athanasius venerable and honorable in church all the way to our ages. Whenever one of his enemies, no matter how horrible things they had done to him, whenever his enemy had good faith, whenever he was ready to repent and recant his errors, this fierce preacher of a good and true doctrine had nothing but clemency and forgiveness to show to his enemy. And isn't that how we are also supposed to be in our life? We who make frequent use of the sacrament of penance, we need always to keep in mind to love our enemies, because we have seen the goodness of God, and we face and receive the forgiveness of God from our sins every single day when we ask pardon from our faults and sins. St. Athanasius was truly a learned and holy man, but every single Christian, even though they might not be as learned as he was, every single one can imitate him in his Christian virtues by his mercifulness for his enemies and his readiness always to forgive them. So as St. Athanasius was truly a defender of Christ's doctrine, even more was he his follower by imitating the virtues and actions of Christ. We need to ask his intercession that we might know the truths of Christianity very well, but also that we, by his intercession, might always imitate Christ's actions ourselves, and most of all, be as willing as Saint Athanasius was always to show clemency and forgiveness towards our enemies. Because after all, every single day God shows these virtues and forgiveness to us. Saint Athanasius, pray for us. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.